So what I got here is a beef chuck steak, and it's a tough piece of meat.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Same guy's steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
All right, Chuck, thank you for your call.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Certifying Angus beef chuck roast right here.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Boneless chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
No. Chuck steaks, real tender chuck steaks.
Chuck steak, you son of a bitch.
Chuck steak is a chuck steak.
Chuck steak is a cut of beef and is part of the subprimal cut known as the chuck.
Chuck steak dinner.
With a beef chuck top blade steak, boneless.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. Dwight D. Eisenhower.
You're the man now, dog.
Thought there was going to be a JFK thing. Sounded like JFK. But
well, he preceded JFK. He said that in the final days before he left office and JFK took over.
Well, he saw what happened after the, you know, World War II and how powerful the military got after the war, you know.
He saw who the government was controlled by, and so did JFK. And he passed that knowledge on to JFK, who tried to put a stop to it, tried to do the noble thing. And he ended up getting his fucking head blown off.
Yeah, and the director of the CIA at the time was George Bush Sr.
He wasn't the director, but he was a rising star. And he was in Dallas that day.
Well, he was in Dealey Plaza, I've heard.
He was there. I'm not saying that he pulled a trigger, but he was definitely coordinating the attack that killed the president. And a lot of other New World Order world leaders actually flew in to Dallas to witness the event and had a giant party, because they knew what was going to happen. They wanted to see it for their own eyes.
They killed the finest American president of all time.
Yeah. Yes, they did. And I wish I could say the same. I don't want that misconstrued at all. We had potential, you know, with Trump. I thought he was going to do something different. Yes, you know, we tend to get fooled every fucking 4 or 8 years in believing in somebody to actually steer the ship in the right direction. So far, Trump is... he's steering it, but it's too late. The iceberg is already hitting the side of the ship. He's just delaying how far it can sink and how long it's going to take.
Yeah, yeah.
And shooting down a fucking a Syrian jet is not good at all.
Bigly.
I'm becoming more and more disheartened every time, you know, he does something great, like remove us from the fucking Paris Climate Accord. He somehow ends up fucking up, and I know it's not him. It's the deep state. And by the way, for everyone who was, you know, saying tinfoil hat about this shadow government bullshit, it's now entering the mainstream media that the deep state is running this fucking country. So, you know, just like before all the New World Order shit that has been told for years and years and was a conspiracy theory that came to light as fact, we now know that the president really doesn't mean anything as far as running this country.
No, no, they really don't. I mean, I've really wanted Trump to say, you know what, I don't give a fuck what the mainstream media has to say about me. We're building a better relationship with Russia. Also, over in Syria, we're not fighting Assad anymore. We're going to go after ISIS. This is ridiculous. We are going to stop arming ISIS. We're going to stop arming them. We're going to aid the Russians in their effort to wipe out ISIS. This is my hardline decision. I don't give a fuck what the media thinks. We're going to build a better relationship with Russia and the rest of the world, and we're going to stop ISIS. That's that. He should have had a fucking press conference. ISIS. He should have had a press conference and just fucking said it. We created ISIS. He's already said that.
Yes.
You know, he's already said that. But
There's a clear distinction between, you know, creating ISIS that could be interpreted as we created ISIS as, you know, a series of, you know, circumstances that resulted in imprisoning Iraqis during the Gulf War, and, you know, they went on to form this radical terrorist organization. No. The CIA and the Israeli Mossad, as always, colluded to create ISIS and arm them.
Yeah, I believe that.
Of course, I mean, that's what happened to Libya. Hillary Clinton directly oversaw that operation as Secretary of State to destabilize Libya, a country that really had no problem with fucking terrorism. And say what you want about Gaddafi, the life of the average Libyan was far better than the average American, and Gaddafi made sure of that. He was very generous to his people. Now, this guy had a lot of fucking gold and oil as well. So here comes Hillary Clinton to come in and say, we saw, we came, he died. That fucking bitch should be strung up by her neck immediately. For the crimes against humanity that she has imposed on the world. By the way, I'm in a really fucking foul mood tonight.
Oh, great.
This show has become a thorn in my side. It feels like a fucking chore to me that I, like, quite honestly don't want to continue much longer.
Let's quit.
It's coming very, very close to the end of this program.
Just quit. Who gives a shit?
Well, you know, then if I quit, then something happens, and I'm like, well, fuck, I want to talk about it. But, you know, like, I feel that everything is falling on deaf ears anyway. I'm losing motivation.
Well, Podtrash is extremely left-wing now and, like, very SJW.
It's not. It has nothing to do with Podtrash.
Well, let me finish my thought.
Okay.
We do need more, you know, hard-lined counterpoints.
Maxwell makes up for all of that.
Well, Maxwell's got one show, but, you know, sometimes it does feel like you're just pissing in a sea of piss. For what purpose does it serve? Is it fun anymore? You can't wait? Are you excited to do the show? You got to ask yourself those questions. And if you're not, you don't owe any motherfucker nothing.
No. I'm sitting here with, broadcasting on a fucking $15 headset that sounds like absolute garbage. I don't know that anybody is taking anything that I say seriously.
Your headset doesn't sound bad. I spent like $26 on that for you. Please, $15. $26.
Well, I'm adjusting for inflation.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So this, I could probably buy one of these for $5 now, to be honest.
Well, if it's used too, you know.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it, but quite honestly, the sound of our program is not up to par. It's just, and it, that's secondary.
Yeah.
I think that people want to hear me speak like a lunatic, like Alex Jones.
I do too. That's why I wish you would get back to doing more of that. It's more more people will listen.
Yep. They don't understand, you know, like some of it, yes, is satire.
A lot of it.
But a lot of it, I actually believe, you know, and people, I don't know. I'm just going to get drunk during this program and tank the whole fucking show.
Oh, good. Can I fucking leave now then?
No, you can't. Ugh. We're only 10 minutes in.
Jesus Christ.
Well, and now there's more bullshit coming out of London. I'm not even fucking paying attention to it. They can suck a cock.
It's their own damn fault.
I don't care. Whatever it is, I consider it fake before I even see it. Fuck London.
Why would it be fake? I mean, we've riled...
It's always fake coming out of London.
Van hits worshippers outside City Mosque in London.
Now they're going to say some, you know, this is the dangers of Islamophobia. It's a game. It's meant to pit people against each other, and it's a game of high-level chess played by Israel. Sorry, you know, that's it. You put these people there, you pretty much fucking write the script of what these unvetted, dangerous fucking immigrants that are pouring into every European Union country without the people's consent whatsoever, and then you just play a game of fucking chess with it. Rile up people's emotions. Pit them against each other.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that's very useful. It's another way to destabilize and gain control of the things
it's
that fall
world
apart.
Order shit. It's no. Right out there in the fucking open. People don't read... What is that? Read the leaves for the trees or something? I don't fucking know. I'm at my wit's end.
I've never heard that analogy.
Something like that.
Read the writing on the wall?
No, something like a tea for the leaves. Who gives a fuck? I don't care.
You're a teetotaler.
Yeah, I am.
Yep.
No, I'm not. I'm a fucking raging alcoholic.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot what teetotaler meant. Yeah, you're definitely not a teetotaler.
No.
Yeah. Well, what can you do?
I don't.
Hey, I've eaten more shit than you do in this show anyway. Everyone just hates my fucking guts and calls me a piece of shit when I don't get the fucking show uploaded. It's only been a complete nightmare for me. It doesn't help me out in any way, shape, or form. A lot of times I get frustrated during the conversation. I feel like you can't get a fucking word edgewise. I feel like I'm alone in the production of the show. Completely alone.
Let's end this nightmare.
All right, this is our last show.
This is going to be the last and final Chuck's take. I hope you cocksuckers enjoy it.
I hope you all die.
No, don't be high-pitch Eric.
I'm just kidding. To be dead honest with you, I think it's really fucking cool that people listened this long and that so many people did listen. I mean, for me, that just, you know, whatever, how many... It would peak out at like 30 sometimes. I'd be like, 30 fucking people are listening? I mean, maybe even more with the iTunes and stuff. But that to me blew my mind, and I've always been super like appreciative and confounded by like, wow, people enjoy it. I get why, but it's not easy to have a podcast that people want to listen to. It's not.
No, it isn't. It takes a long time to even build up a tiny audience. I mean, we're a fucking minnow in an ocean of podcasts.
Yeah.
You have to have been at the forefront, you know, you have to have been, you know, the Adam Carolla or the, you know, Joe Rogan's, and not to diminish what they've done. Their podcasts are fucking great and constantly great, but like, I don't know, like it's becoming something that I don't look forward to doing.
Yeah,
you know, it's the summer and we in New England. We already got fucking cheated out of spring.
Yeah.
It was bitter fucking cold all the way up until June. And I say that. You know, I kind of cherish these, you know, free weekends that I have. I, you know, sure, I would still be in front of my computer, but I'd be playing a video game, fucking smoking weed, you know, enjoying my time away from the nightmare that is my normal daily routine. I don't know. I'm losing interest.
And I think
doing this.
I think it's not absolutely, you know, healthy for you to be fixated on such darkness all the time. It seems like
that's another thing.
Yeah,
I'm constantly reading the most horrific shit that the internet has available, so that I can report it to people who don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Or don't even listen to a goddamn word I say.
You're not going to convince anyone one way or another. I mean, you've had a lot of trouble convincing me of some of this shit, but I believe in the end, your mission's not to spread fake news, but to shine a light on certain conspiratorial elements of the government that are very disturbing and that, frankly, aren't very comfortable to talk about.
You know what? You know what my problem is? And by the way, you know, I'm no fucking
teetotaler.
No, I'm no Nostradamus. I'm not claiming to be. But my problem is I talk about shit that ends up being verified a year after I talk about it. So there's really no fucking instant gratification. But here we go with a startup LLC in California called Ambrosia selling children's blood for $8,000 a pint to wealthy elite people to drink or inject. So, you know, now the cult, the satanic cult of child molestation and sacrifice has now become an industry where they're selling children's blood. Look it up, Ambrosia LLC, California, $8,000 and they call them from willing donors. These are children, 8-year-old fucking children. How can you be a willing donor of a pint of blood that you're going to sell to some fucking wealthy vampire who wants to make her wrinkles go away or make his dick work again? They're fucking selling children's blood. So, I mean, all the shit I said 2 years ago, they're making a fucking a business out of it, and eventually these cocksuckers will be ringing the bell at Wall Street when they go public.
Are you mean to tell me I can get $8,000 for a pint of my kid's blood? And he won't even die. He'll regenerate blood.
Listen, a lot of these fucking poor people are going to push their kids into that place and call them a willing donor.
You know what I'm going to do?
And they'll probably get like a $50 fucking, you know, check. Meanwhile, $8,000 for that pint of blood from that little fucking poor kid.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fucking say
it. They call it the fountain of youth.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say it's my kid's blood, but it's going to be mine. And then they're going to inject it or drink it or whatever. They're going to get real sick and addicted to alcohol and like addicted to cigarettes and like just feel like shit. And
they're
like, what the fuck?
Control there.
Like, this shit doesn't work.
I would love nothing more than to donate my blood to that cocksucker we've been trying to kill for the past few weeks on this program, Prince Philip. My one pint of my blood would fucking stop that cocksucker's heart.
It would kill him instantly.
First of all, you know, my blood is thick as ketchup.
Yeah, riddled with toxins.
It's riddled with fucking nicotine, tar, alcohol. It's probably 40 proof, my blood. Cholesterol and just fatty fucking acids that would clog up his arteries in a heartbeat. I would donate my blood to the wealthy elite.
They'd want their money back after injecting that shit.
Yeah.
They'd probably get an STD, too.
Fucking cocksucker feller went through 9 hearts. You think that...
he's just like a cat.
He was... Do you think that he was on a waiting list? Like everybody else?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, him and Magic Johnson.
Right. That was great on South Park when they found out the cure for AIDS. They concentrated a ton of $100 bills and emulsified it into this green liquid and found out that a huge amount of cash that was just concentrated would cure AIDS.
Yeah.
How true.
Yeah. I've been, I love South Park. Also, did I show you the picture of Magic Johnson's son?
Yeah. That kid was shot out of the gay cannon.
Yeah, go look up Magic Johnson's son.
Oh, my God.
He's a very successful fashion designer.
Yep.
So he's made his own merits, but he is the most flamboyant Liberace gay black man I have ever seen in my entire life. He is over the top gay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that kid pisses rainbows.
Totally, totally. But, I mean, that's a cool story that he's like a multimillionaire on his own merits, you know?
I think that's a result of...
having millions at your disposal?
Or, you know, Magic, do you want to die of AIDS or would you like to be open to the cure? Like, I don't know. Sacrifice your firstborn kind of... I don't know.
So they made his firstborn son gay.
Super fucking gay.
So that he could not reach...
Which is a very... clear narrative.
Yeah, so that's another fucking conspiracy. I guess everything's a conspiracy.
Everything is a fucking conspiracy. Everything we've ever been taught is a lie.
I believe we're living in a hologram.
I'm not that far. You're way more red-pilled than I am.
Yep.
I don't believe the hologram angle.
You don't believe the Holocaust one either.
No, well, hey, when facts get in the way of the truth, you know, it upsets certain people.
What do you mean by certain people?
People who want to base, or people who want to promote a certain fucking absolute lie, and then when people look into it, you have to come up with a anti-defamation league to silence anyone who says, wait, that didn't fucking happen. Or that's wrong.
No. Well,
go to jail. 11 years in Germany for counteracting the fucking narrative that was written completely falsely. So, you know, when you find out, you know, who you can't criticize, you understand who runs the fucking world.
Yeah, you're right. That is true. When you find out, when you just cannot criticize a certain behaviors of people.
They'll cut your fucking tongue off.
Or like typical, stereotypical behaviors of people. I mean, this includes blacks, definitely includes the Jews. You say anything that may unsettle or upset a Jewish person, they will call you a fucking anti-Semite without blinking an eye, or a racist.
Yeah.
I've seen it so many fucking times, and it's disgusting type
Meanwhile,
of behavior.
When you realize that most of these swastikas painted on the sides of buildings are done by a young Jewish kid, and every single one of them gets a news crew around them. Like, you know, if I were a Jew, I'd be like, all right, so somebody spray painted a fucking swastika
in
the Bronx.
Yeah, there's complete.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
why should I be afraid because somebody did that?
Yeah.
No, it always ends up being the typical, you know, left wing create the problem, enact the solution. The Hegelian dialect.
You're fucking Hegelian.
I'm fucking drunk, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't give a fuck either. Maybe I should hit that black label, a bottle of Johnny Walker.
That's good, smooth
scotch.
Whiskey, scotch,
yeah, it's
whatever.
Technically scotch.
Anything? What is the law? There are actual laws.
It's got to be made
in hard liquor. It has. If you call something scotch,
yep, I'll tell you.
Okay, tell me.
It has to be made in Scotland,
mm-hmm.
And part of the process has to include peat.
Right, so anything else claiming to be scotch has to be called blended scotch Irish whiskey.
No, it can't be called scotch at all. It has to be called whiskey. Now, bourbon...
Oh, you can call it blended scotch.
It's got to be, if you call it blended scotch, if you use the word scotch, it has to be made in Scotland. It has to involve smoking peat. And there is also...
I read Shane McGowan's book. He used to be a bartender in London, and all the... he said all of the fucking the big wig businessmen would come in and they want an authentic shot of scotch. This is back in like the early 70s.
First of all, you don't.
And they would pour garbage of mixed fucking whiskeys into their shot glass and charge them like $20 at the time.
Okay,
which would be like a $200 shot today or something like that.
Okay, so I'm trying to educate you on this, and you're citing Shane fucking McGowan, who is borderline retarded.
But brilliant?
Brilliant, sure, but borderline retarded.
Yeah. Better songwriter than you.
Because he ripped some businessman off in a bar room back in the 70s does not invalidate what I fucking said.
You don't think Shane McGowan is an expert on alcohol?
No, I don't think he's an expert on anything. I think he just drinks.
He's one of the greatest fucking songwriters that ever lived.
Okay, sure.
And the biggest alcoholic of all time.
Okay, sure. So he's an expert songwriter.
And he doesn't know alcohol?
He knows how to drink it. Now I'm trying to fucking educate you.
All right.
You know, and it's an impossible task. It's a thankless task.
Because I know everything.
Right. Right. And it's really hard. You know, I know a lot on this subject, and I sit here grinding my fucking teeth. And also bourbon.
Grind your fucking spoon instead.
I did. I finished it up. Now all I have to do is steam the stem and bend it downward into that gooseneck type pattern.
I disagree with that, plan. I think the spoon is fine. You don't have to fucking bend the stem. You do that, you're going to break the thing and ruin it.
No, I know what I'm doing.
All right.
I know what I'm doing. I also have to let it dry out. It's going to start cracking. So I have to find out where the cracks are, and then I'll put epoxy in them, and then I'll spray it with hot water, boiling water, and it'll close up on its own.
All right, forget about the spoon. We'll reveal that when it's done. Yep. You were talking about scotch.
Well, yeah. I mean, America has more stringent rules on whiskeys and bourbons than the scotch do. Or, you know, for instance, sparkling wine and champagne is the same argument. Champagnes have to be made in the Champagne region of France. And they're allowed to call it champagne. All champagne is sparkling fucking wine. So you can get a beautiful bottle of champagne that's just labeled sparkling wine from, say, Argentina or Australia. And they can't call it champagne, but it's probably better than the shit that's coming out of France. So there's a bunch of bullshit. It's to keep the authenticity and traditions alive in certain regions with their booze.
Well, right. I mean, you have to understand that before the patent office, people were creating unique and direct forms of liquor, hard liquor, wine, and everything. You didn't have a patent office. You created this fine, you know, distinct hard liquor or bourbon or whatever. Nobody could recreate it, but, you know, that being said, somebody could recreate the label and sell you some fucking garbage labeled as, you know, this fine wine or this fine bourbon or whatever. So, yeah, they had to make specific laws of where the liquor came from because the copyright patents did not exist at that time. And, you know, an authentic Irish whiskey was something that people would, you know, seek out and you know, pay top dollar for.
Irish whiskey is basically American whiskey. It's corn whiskey. It's definitely...
I fucking hate it anyway.
It's gross. It's gross. Now, in the United States, if you want to get a great bourbon or a great whiskey, if you go to the world for a great bourbon or a great whiskey, you'll go to the U.S. You'll go to Kentucky. We have the best in the world. The Japanese are selling whiskeys now. They're trying to compete and get in that market. They just can't do it. I've had Japanese whiskey.
They're irradiated fucking whiskey. Nobody wants it.
Well, I love good sake. So we could never beat the Japanese in a sake thing. You know, that's regional. That's traditional.
Drink that shit, man. All Japanese rice is unregulated. It is highly irradiated. Mm-hmm. And even the farmers feel fucking terrible mm-hmm. about selling it to yep. America. Okay. They don't eat it, but they're forced to grow it and sell it.
Okay. Aren't they, like, one of the longest lifespans out of any nation right now?
What, right now? No. You talk about half-life. Most of Japan's rice exports are highly irradiated, radioactive. They would be considered radioactive material if they're shipped through customs. But the U.S. DA has removed any regulation of testing it for radiation. And it's fucking highly irradiated. If you're going to eat rice, get it from the same place that you were just talking about, South Carolina, Kentucky. They grow rice. It's just fine. Don't get it from the fucking Japs.
So I was remembering when I used to be a metal worker years ago making signs, metal signs and neon and stuff. There was a guy who used to do Taekwondo out back. Like Tai Chi during his lunch break. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he'd put his arms up in the air like a fucking crane.
It reminds me of a very personal, fucking horrific story
that
I went through at this house one summer.
Well, let me finish. And so he used to do this, and he always used to talk about his sensei. And finally, one of the guys I work with says, "Hey, your sensei Kwan eats rice the long way." That's a joke.
Ha ha.
China
eats rice the long way.
Yeah,
it's like
a joke.
You know, it's a derivative from when you call somebody gay.
When they eat, corn on the cob the long way?
Yeah, he's like, you know.
Who doesn't eat a hot dog the long way?
Yeah, but it's a corn on the cob. You say, this guy's a fucking fag. How do you know? He eats corn on the cob the long way.
Corn, yes, it applies.
Right, it applies. And you know what's funny about it is rice is so small, but it is cylindrical. So eating rice the long way is like, you know, how do you know? How do you know?
Right.
You can't know. You don't eat one fucking grain of rice.
Not a good joke.
But that's the beauty of the joke. Like, rice is so small, how do you even know you're eating it the long way? Why does that make you gay? You eat a mouthful of rice, you don't know fucking which direction they're going down.
Right.
You eat it the long way, you're gay. So everybody's gay. That's the joke.
Everyone's gay.
And it was a double entendre because Kwan, the Asian sensei of this guy, was an Asian guy. So Kwan eats rice the long way. It was the funniest joke I've ever heard in my fucking life.
That was the funniest joke you've ever heard in your life?
I've never laughed harder at any one thing, I don't think. But yeah, I think it was the best joke. The best joke I've ever heard in my life. Kwan eats rice the long way.
I can laugh at the statement that Kwan eats rice the long way and consider that funny, but funniest joke you've ever heard?
It was the funniest burn.
All right, I get it. Yeah, you know what? It is kind of funny.
Yeah. We got sick of his fucking Tai Chi and Kwan. Kwan told me, Kwan.
Right, right. If I was hammered with Kwan fucking, you know, proverbs,
yeah,
I would laugh at something like that.
You know, he thought he was like above us in some level, spiritual level.
He had to be there.
Yeah, you had to know him. I mean? You had to be sick. You don't know about Kwan.
Nobody else is laughing at it.
Fucking Kwan, dude, every day. And it's like, dude, you're not on some fucking spiritual plane that's higher than me or my coworker. Shut up with Kwan. Oh, Kwan. Well, here's what Kwan would do. He would sit down and think about the problem. Oh, nobody gives a fuck about your fucking sensei, dude. How are we going to get this aluminum L stock into the fucking break and bend it? It has nothing to do with Tai Chi or spiritualism. It's about work. Fucking figure it out and shut up about fucking Kwan.
Right.
Enough with fucking Kwan, your sensei. Go do Tai Chi in the middle of the road.
One time, not Quan, but a very, in fact, the name rhymes perfectly. Somebody I've never met in my fucking life moved into what used to be my sister's room, and it was just the two of us in this house for 3 weeks during a summer. I wanted to kill this fucking person.
Who was it?
Every day he was doing fucking, I don't know, Tai Chi or whatever out in the backyard.
Was he nude?
No.
Oh.
But he'd be out there with like this fucking stick or, you know, rake or whatever.
Yeah.
He's doing this fucking weirdo Taekwondo shit. He's ex-military. I'm like, who the fuck is this person? And why is he in my fucking house? And I was stuck there for 2 weeks.
Is this when Mom was renting a room to make money?
Yes.
Yes. She always has her little greedy ways of trying to make money that go horribly wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, not vetting this person whatsoever. He comes in and, like, I was, like, in a fucking murderous rage. Wanted to kill this person, who was a friend of one of our relatives, sight unseen. Oh, yeah, sure. Come and stay in, you know, our sister's room. You know, make yourself at home. By the way, this person's going to welcome you with open arms. And I said, no, fuck you. He tried to shake my hand. I told him to go fuck himself. I left, went to the bar, had a couple drinks, came back, and this fucking douchebag is in the backyard spinning some kind of wooden bow around. And I'm like, am I supposed to be intimidated? By the way, he could have killed me in like fucking 2 seconds.
With his bare hands. He's trained to kill you with his bare hands.
Yeah, exactly. But fuck you. You're in my fucking house. You know, it was literally like a very low point
of your life. I remember.
I almost set the fucking house on fire with the two of us in it.
I remember that this period of your life.
I was so fucking irate.
But now you have peace and quiet. There's no kids in there. There are no strangers.
But this guy comes in out of nowhere. No. By the way, multiple handguns on him as well.
Well, that's a good thing.
Is it?
Yeah, he would protect the home.
Sure. Or he could fucking just put a fucking bullet in my head and anyone else he wanted to.
See, this is why you don't want to do the show anymore, because it seems like it's all negativity. I mean, I try to make jokes and shit, but...
I'm just saying, you know, put yourself in my fucking shoes, okay?
I don't want to.
No, look, just, you know, for instance, open your home, you know, hey, free room available. Any takers? Some fucking psycho comes in, some stuttering fucking lunatic that has a sidearm and multiple weapons in his fucking laundry basket. Be like, okay, yeah, set up, right down, there's your room.
How do you know he's a bad guy if you never even got to know him?
I didn't want to get to know him. Yeah. I saw a fucking stuttering lunatic with a firearm. Sure, you know, he's a good person.
If he's listening,
most likely is.
He didn't kill you, but if he's listening, he will now.
I gave him every fucking reason to kill me, because I basically spit in his fucking face every time I saw him, metaphorically.
I knew you hated him in that whole situation, but you're blaming the wrong person.
I know, and by the way, probably a fucking good guy.
Yeah.
I don't care. Didn't want to fucking know him. Didn't want him in my fucking house, in my life.
Yeah.
Doing Tai Chi in the fucking rain, in the backyard, making an asshole out of himself.
Yeah, nobody wants to see a dumb Tai Chi. Go to the fucking woods with that shit. As a matter of fact, if you practice it, I think that's pretty cool, you know? But just...
Well, this guy could have killed me in fucking, literally, like, as fast as somebody could shake your hand. He could have just snapped my fucking neck.
Yeah.
But I didn't care. I just wanted him out of there.
Mm. But I mean, Godspeed. But I really don't like the people who do it for the wrong reasons. meaning the guy in the middle of the park with his bulge, his disgusting penis bulge fucking sticking out and his yoga pants.
You ever go to the beach and there's this fucking, you know, octogenarian scumbag with his, you know, long white hair, and then he's got some pretty decent looking fucking 40-year-old MILF next to him. They're both doing their yoga and poses and swans and shit. And you're just like, oh, get the fuck out of here.
Well, the point I was getting at was, if you do Tai Chi, good for you. But don't make it about, hey, everyone, look at me.
Exactly.
You go do it in the fucking next to a river in seclusion, the way it's supposed to be fucking done. You're just doing it to have people look at you. Then you're a jerk, man. And you're not a good member of society at all.
And every time you're at a public beach and you're doing this weird fucking slow pose with your leg out,
yeah,
everybody there wants to run up and kick you right in the fucking nutsack.
Right. Right. Because everyone knows you eat rice the long way after that shit.
It's just human instinct. When some old fucking douchebag with his long white beard is slowly putting his leg out and it you want to run up and kick him right in the fucking nuts.
All right, well, we're taking a break.
All right, I'm sorry.
Starved in Metropolis. Hooked on Necropolis. Addict of Metropolis.
I seen the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through
to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometimes, and I want to spend some time with you,
just the two of us, we can make it if we try. Just the two of us, just the two of us, just the two of us, building castles in the sky. Just the two of us, you and I.
Something's telling me I must go home.
And the lights all went down.
The day I left
her standing. Howdy folks, Jay Dummy here. During this brief intermission, I want to remind you fine people that Chuck Steak is presented proudly by Lowry's Seasoning. No matter what you're cooking for dinner, remember to grab the Lowry's. It spices it up. Mmm, yummy. And now, back to Chuck Steak with Chuck Steak, exclusively on Podtrash.com.
To whom it may concern, this is Robert Higgins on behalf of McCormick Seasoning, Inc., the proprietary owners of Lowry Seasoning. We request, no, demand, you cease and desist from mentioning Lowry Seasoning any further on Chuck's Steak with Chuck's Steak, exclusively on podtrash.com, each and every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. We do not know who Jay Dummy is, nor gave him permission to tell you that your program was sponsored by Lowry Seasoning, although he is correct, it does spice it up. Mm-mm, yummy. Thank you, and please once again refrain from mentioning Lowry Seasoning from this point forward.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Robert Higgins.
How do you like that, Lowry's?
It's good. I use it as a substitute for salt in my barbecue dry rub.
It's fucking loaded with salt.
Exactly. So I substitute salt for Lowry's. Use it as a substitute. So I omit.
A substitute for salt would be like, what was that shit that every grandma had to have?
Metamucil?
No, the substitute for salt.
Epsom salt? I don't know what you're talking about. The fuck you're talking about.
It was
about.
A mix of spices. Listen, anyway.
Mrs. Dash?
Yes. Mrs. Dash.
No, that's a salt substitute.
Right.
I was talking about a substitute of salt, meaning I omit salt from my recipe and add Lowry's to spice
which
it up.
Is loaded with soda.
Yes. To spice it up. Mm-mm. Yummy. So I'm
soda yum.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Fucking Miller Lite.
Why do you drink that?
Because it doesn't get me drunk, and I have to work tomorrow.
Remember the time we drank a 30-pack of Miller Lite and then went back to the liquor store claiming that it didn't have any alcohol in it and got another 30-pack of Budweiser, yeah. Then drank that and ended up hitting golf balls at the neighbor's houses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dark days. That was when our alcoholism collectively was out of control. We would just hang out. We'd hang out every weekend for the sole purpose of getting shit-faced, wrecked, and acting stupid.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Yep.
I miss those days. And the precursor to those times were when Call of Duty just came out, Battlefield just came out, and Counter-Strike just came out, and we would gather in front of your computer every weekend to play video games until like 4 a.m. and get wrecked.
Oh, I have many a war story from Battlefield 1942.
I was a Counter-Strike guy. I loved that fucking... Dust was my favorite map.
That's still in rotation. Mm. They have global fucking competitions on that same map that we used to desecrate with when you were able to add a tag to any wall, would desecrate... those maps and get kicked out for obscenity.
Yeah.
A game where you're shooting fucking people in the head to kill them and murder them. We were kicked out for obscene imagery.
Yeah, and my handle was American Grizzly or Am Grizz.
Am Grizz, yeah.
And I would do a gay grizzly man, like a bear, you know.
Yeah, with a giant fucking hairy chest with a 2-inch cock. Fully erect, standing upright.
And it would be done with pixel art and MS Paint.
Oh, it was the greatest, yeah.
And I would just do pixel art and would spray that on the wall. People would stop and look at it and like be like, what
the
fuck?
And then get their brains blown.
Yeah, and then they would get shot. I mean, the more graphic and hilarious your spray tag was, the more kills you could rack up because people would just forget what they were doing and just to look at it. And you just shoot them. It was great.
Yeah, but don't you find it interesting that the blood of a person who was just murdered digitally splattered on your offensive imagery, and it's not the blood coming from the brain of the person who was just murdered, but the image that the blood splattered on got you kicked out of the game.
Yeah, well, America... There's very few taboos. You know, one of the taboos is usually sex. Another taboo is racism. But blood, gore, and violence, well, hey, shit, that's a part of our culture. God
right.
damn it.
That's what makes the world go around.
Right. Blood and death. And that's a part of our fucking culture. And we're not censoring that.
There's nothing offensive about a human being's brain being fucking ejected from the front of his head, but if that brain matter ends up on an offensive picture that might depict, suspected racism, oh my God.
You know what,
you have to get out of this war game.
You know what
you're banned from this war game.
You know what would be a good social experiment is to make a game where you shoot puppies and kittens and baby seals and release it and then have people go crazy over it and then say, why don't you care about Counter-Strike? What's Counter-Strike? Where you
on
shoot
Twitter.
Humans. Where you shoot humans instead. Well, that's okay. That's okay, but don't shoot anything cute.
Twitter actively promotes Counter-Strike, global competitions on the sideline. It is probably the most heavily promoted thing on Twitter. Twitter also promotes... pedophilia to the tune of actually, and I don't want to see it, but it was shown on Twitter. Pizzagate Howie addressed it. Twitter always protects pedophiles, and bans anyone who exposes them. So they don't ban the account that promotes pedophilia. They ban the people who expose them and try to get it removed.
Well, the left has always been apologetic to pedophilia.
They're trying to normalize it.
Yeah. Yeah. In my opinion, that's correct. They've always been apologetic to pedophilia, and they're also been very apologetic to extreme Islam. And
they're trying to normalize all of that. Anything that is sadistic and fucking just morally completely fucking wrong, the left will try to normalize as a protected act. The reason why we now have, unisex bathrooms was under the guise of transgendered people who make up 0.0.01% of the fucking population, yet 100% of the population has to now adhere to this rule that bathrooms are now gender neutral. Thank you, Barack Obama.
Jay Vojtech.
Sucking Michael's cock.
The tranny, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Michelle.
His wife is a fucking tranny.
Well, they killed Joan Rivers because she said that, right? But Vojtech.
Yes, they did.
Jay Vojtech, welcome to Chuck's Take program.
I tell you, the first dude I see walk in a bathroom after one of my daughters walk in a bathroom, I'm going to fucking choke him out.
Yeah.
Thank you. And you know what? That is the actual normal response that a father would have over his daughter walking into a bathroom.
My daughter, man.
A man walk in after her, he would go in and fucking choke him out.
But happy Father's Day, Jay Vojtech.
You too, sir.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day to Martin Nesbitt, the true father of Sasha and Malia Obama.
I saw your Twitter post earlier. I was laughing my ass off.
I thought, it won't get me banned today because Twitter staff doesn't work on Sunday, but tomorrow it will get me banned permanently.
Yes. What did you say about Judd Apatow?
I just called him a fucking faggot, which he is. Judd Apatow, instead of engaging in conversation or, any argument, all he does is report and flag it as, inflammatory or, insightful.
So wait a second. You mean by telling me – you're trying to tell me that calling someone a complete fucking faggot is inflammatory?
Well, no. Listen, Judd Apatow, he's – skirts the line of comedy. He wants comedy to be sacred, yet he wants the First Amendment to be completely fucking limited to what he believes in. So when Judd Apatow sees something that he considers offensive, he just reports it. He doesn't engage in a conversation like a real man. He doesn't respond to it. He just reports it. He's a fucking little faggot tattletale. He's got me banned off of Twitter 3 times. And the last time he did it, it was for a full 7 days.
Hold on. I just wrote a joke.
Okay. Send it to Judd Apatow. He needs them.
Okay. No.
He's not funny.
Listen, I was so sick of this conversation. I was just going to eat my sandwich, but I lost my Apatow.
He might find it funny.
I have a quick question for you guys.
Yeah.
All right, sure.
Who's the dude that used to show up at your house to deliver you a check when you won the Publisher's Clearinghouse?
Ed McMahon.
You've been Mandela affected.
It wasn't Ed McMahon?
Ed McMahon never worked for Publisher's Clearinghouse. That's the one I found out today that blew my fucking mind.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that shit?
Nope.
Jesus Christ, we're living in a simulation. I'm telling you, a computer simulation.
Yeah, what Jeff Wojtek is saying is that everything that we remember, Ed McMahon was the fucking figurehead of the Publisher's Clearinghouse. Yep. As he grew up.
Yep.
It was his name was on every check.
Yep.
It was always fucking Ed McMahon.
Yep.
Now, all of a sudden, that history is erased. Ed McMahon had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, and it was never the Berenstain Bears.
Yep.
It was Berenstain.
Berenstain.
Yeah.
Now, it's the Berenstain Bears.
Right, right. The other way around. Right.
Yeah. Nelson Mandela died apparently a couple of years ago, yet fucking millions upon millions of people remember him dying in the 1980s.
Yeah, including myself.
Yeah.
I never
saw that. I never caught that. But as far as Ed McMahon goes, his name is synonymous with the Publisher's Clearinghouse.
Well, listen, in the computer simulation in which we live, the code sometimes goes awry. And
Booty's way too red-pilled. He's on the level where we're all living in a fucking simulation.
So,
I'm not there yet.
I was thinking it's multiple in multiverses, like we're colliding with other universes.
Okay, there is also the argument that we're a multidimensional collision.
That's what I'm thinking, because there's some memories that, you know, I see some mental effects that are people like, I swear it's this way, and I'm like, no, I remember it the other way, but there's lots of other things that I could fucking, I'd pass a fucking polygraph and I'd die fucking telling you no, it was this way.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember fucking Ed McMahon showing up, presenting the goddamn fucking check to these old cunts.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Apparently he worked for another company that was called America's something. It wasn't the fucking Publisher's Clearinghouse. It was some other fucking thing.
No,
him and Dick
it
Clark.
Was the Publisher's Clearinghouse.
I agree. After I saw it today, that was, you know, it was fucking full-blown proof of him and fucking Dick Clark working for this American something fucking. It's the same idea.
Always controlled Hollywood. They can rewrite history through the internet. I don't think that it's really like an interdimensional fucking shift.
Yeah, because you're not thinking hard enough.
No, I think that they just say, no,
hey,
that never happened.
Would you call Elon Musk a stupid conspiracy theorist?
I would call Elon Musk a fucking arrogant cocksucker.
Okay, well, he believes we're living in a holographic computer-generated code.
Sure, yeah. He came up with PayPal with a couple of friends. And all of
Tesla.
A sudden, he's this
fucking
he's
Tesla.
This fucking, what?
Tesla, too. Tesla fucking Motors, man.
Right. Tesla was an actual genius.
Okay, not Nikola Tesla. I'm saying Elon Musk started a electric automobile company called Tesla.
Right, because he had so many fucking hundreds of millions of dollars from being a partner in PayPal.
So what's wrong with it? He did something good with
doesn't
his money.
Doesn't mean that he's a fucking genius.
Oh, I think he does.
In at the ground level of the fucking internet.
He fucking spearheaded the fucking electric automobile industry and has become a success story under impossible odds.
Do you really think that Elon Musk designed the Tesla automobile?
No, a team of geniuses whom he hired as part of his fucking mission statement designed them, and there's nothing wrong with that either. God, you gotta hate everybody, dude.
I'm gonna be bringing up lots of other things tomorrow night on the Technical Holocaust about this Mandela effect. The other thing was, when I grew up, I was taught that our solar system is in the Milky Way galaxy towards the outer edge of the arm of Sagittarius. Apparently, our solar system isn't fucking there anymore. If you go look up, you know, even stuff, you know, from the past of what it was in the 90s, 70s, 60s, that it's not there anymore. We're way closer to the middle, and we're not on the arm of Sagittarius.
How are we closer to the...
You can't rely on anything that you were taught as a child. Everything we've ever been taught has been a fucking absolute lie. They're now teaching interpretive math to where they're telling... Honestly, they're literally telling children that 4 plus 2 could mean anything that they interpret.
You know what?
We've all been fucking lied to our entire lives.
Do you know what
Everything
the worst
thing that we know has been a fucking fabrication.
You know what the worst thing in the world is? Is when you go to show up for your interpretive dance class and you end up in an interpretive math class. Isn't that the
There's
worst?
There's no such thing as interpretive math. Mm. Math is the universal fucking language of the universe.
The universal language of the universe?
Yes, oh. Math cannot be interpreted any other way. Math is the one thing that if we did, connect with another alien entity, math is the one thing that would connect all of everything. It cannot be interpreted any differently than what it is.
Math is racist.
I got one other question. I'm going to go. What's your guy's opinion on Greg Nibbler's alter ego, Fun Employment Radio, who loves to post tranny pictures all day, every day in the chat?
For the question, I don't think that that is Greg Nibbler.
Yeah.
I think that that is a disgruntled ex-employee of Greg Nibbler.
Yeah. Listen, if he's posting... And I'm a mod. I can get rid of this guy. You don't post fucking trap porn without a spoiler. You know, people don't want to see fucking trannies fucking jerking off with their assholes hanging out.
That's what I told to Juan Bon. You know, like I like Juan Bon. I think he's fucking hilarious. But I was like, dude, you know, I don't need. I might be at work, and then I pull up Twitter. I don't need a fucking giant spread asshole in my timeline.
You don't
when
do
I
that.
Click on notifications.
You go, and you know when
I know it's funny, to you, but you know,
no, there are unwritten rules of the fucking chat rooms. I mean, that's one of them. If you can post whatever you want, but just put a fucking spoiler. I post some crazy shit. I say not safe for work, warning, and then there's a fucking link. You know, but now the chat room's different. You can just post a URL and the image shows up. So if he's posting trannies, I will fucking delete those and ban him next time he fucking does it.
Well, he just did it again. He's fucking sick. Anyway, yeah, don't ever quit. I love you guys. Talk
all right.
This might Jay Vojtech. Listen to Technical Holocaust tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Great show.
Yep.
I won't say great show, but... I always listen to it.
It's a good show.
It always ends up being entertaining.
Yeah, it's always entertaining.
I love the interactions between Jeff Vojtech and Andy Cruz.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes off the wall towards the end.
And yeah,
I've never missed a show.
I notice Vojtech gets frustrated with Andy a lot too.
Yeah, and he also blames him for a lot of the technical problems that come from. Jeff Vojtech himself.
Yep, I noticed that.
It's not Andy's fault.
Andy's like, what are you talking about, man? I did the same thing I did last week, man.
It's Jeff fucks up a lot as an IT tech. He fucks up a lot and blames everything on Andy Cruz. And I don't like that. I have to piss into a bucket.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. I had marijuana medicine.
I'm gonna take a hit too after this.
Oh God, it makes me cough though. Boy. Oh shit! And I gotta take a shit, so coughing isn't fucking a great idea.
Do you ever have like a sour stomach when you wake up, and if you drink anything acidic, you just vomit, projectile vomit?
No.
Okay.
That's a solid no.
I was just asking.
For a friend.
A friend told me.
A friend has that problem.
It has that problem, and I didn't know if that was normal.
And tell your friend it is not normal. You should stop drinking.
Okay.
sometimes I have these terrible rumbling in my stomach, and I have coffee, and the shit that comes out of me is a sour foam.
It's called covfefe.
Covfefe. I do fucking covfefe in the toilet. It's just a sour creme fraiche, brown creme fraiche foam, and it smells diabolical.
Your toilet's fucked up, dude. It's every time you flush it, It just fucking sprays water in random directions around your bathroom.
Yeah, I know. I need a new toilet.
From the tank.
Yeah. I love getting criticism about my home and
it's not criticism. Like,
it's like from someone who doesn't have a mortgage, doesn't fix anything.
What? No, I just, you know, what are you going to do about that?
I'm going to get a new fucking toilet. Is tomorrow okay? Or do I have a few days to save up a couple bucks? Or should I just do this immediately?
I mean, check the foundation beneath that toilet, because I'm sure it's fucking soaked and rotted.
The foundation. No, the foundation's the basement concrete slab and surrounding wall. You mean subfloor? No. The subfloor?
Yes.
Okay, so the
subfloor. Make sure that it's not waterlogged and rotted out.
Thank you, fucking Norm Abrams. I will. I'll do that immediately.
Yeah.
Do I have a few days, or do I have to do it now?
I'll call this old house if I have to.
You're fucking this old asshole.
Hey, I fucking helped. I helped you big time on that place.
Yeah, you did. You were a good worker too. You just put your nose to the grindstone and just got it done.
I was puking. I was projectile vomiting, ripping up the fucking carpet.
Yeah.
From that scumbag who let a bunch of cats piss in one spot that I had to repair.
I'm just a blue-collar guy. You know, that was a good home to buy for the price that the market was at its bottom. I got it for next to nothing. And
within 1 week, that place went from complete fucking hovel to nice fucking house to live in.
Yeah, a nice place to live, yeah, now. Our next remodel will be more attention detail orientated, but I didn't have enough time when I originally did it. I had to get it done.
Yeah.
We had to move in. Yeah,
what you're dealing with now is a fucking invasion of gypsy moss that is fucking out of your control.
No, it's out of my control. I can't let it get me down.
Oh, God. What a nightmare.
I can't let it get me down, or it'll just bog my mind and ruin my summer. The worst part is, you know, I love my oak trees, and we lost two giant 80-foot oaks this year because the tree couldn't handle it 2 years in a row. And it's done. It's got to get cut down. Two of them. Big ones. Fucking bigly.
Yeah. Not good.
Bigly.
I called into Chad's show.
Chad has this... he's really upset with you.
I don't get it. It's because we disagreed. I called his phone and left a message and said, you know, Chad, I wasn't trying to fucking troll you, dude. All right? I know you got this thing where everyone's against you trying to troll you. I wasn't. We simply disagreed, and I was very prominent about my side, my opinion. Maybe I was a little aggressive with my opinion. I go, but for you to fucking... just completely blacklist me and write me off as a friend is inappropriate. And I told him, I won't bother you anymore. Good luck in life. This is retarded. And you're a shitty friend, basically.
Yeah, I don't know. He was sending me messages about, like, how he thought that you were his friend. And I was like, this is between you and him.
It's because I disagreed with him. That's the only fucking thing I did wrong. He said that when he was giving Howard shit, it was about gun ownership. So I'm like, I agree with Howard. I don't agree with you at all. You're totally wrong. And I just spelled out the way he was wrong, in my opinion, and that was it. And then I accidentally hung up. I really did accidentally hang up and tried to call back, and that must have set him off or something. But
I have to admit, I do miss his calls into this show where, you know, he has something completely fucking innocuous, and then I just berate him for asking it.
Oh, he'd call in and insult the program every time, though.
Well, yeah, but I welcome that.
Yeah,
you know, and I wish he would continue to call in and fucking insult the program.
Well, apparently, he didn't appreciate my call into his show. He wanted it to be more harmonious, and unfortunately, it didn't go the way he wanted it to go. And so now, I'm no longer needed in his world. And that's really what I think is going on. Because I still like Chad. I've got no problem with him. But what that type of attitude, I realize, is infantile. And I'm not gonna... and I don't give a shit. I'll just, like I said, I'll leave him alone. Whatever, dude. Can't handle disagreement with a fucking grown adult, then whatever. Good luck.
Yeah. What I think he thought that you caved to pod trash pressure and discounted him. Yeah. You know, these or are whatever.
The, and then he's the walking contradiction. Because
exactly.
I ate all the shit of continuing to be friendly with him
right.
from Pod right, Trash right. and defended right. him. So people with these imaginary alliances, here's my fucking alliance. If you
were Al-Assad.
Yeah. If you fuck
like yeah. basically from for a year you know defending his right to fucking be able to speak on Pod Trash.
Right. And I ate a lot of shit for it. And let me tell
yeah,
you something.
Yeah, of course.
And let me tell you something.
It's and he like, should appreciate that.
Yeah. You know, here's who I decided are friends and enemies. If you've talked shit about me and bad-mouthed me and you don't like me, I'm not interested in being your friend. So fuck off. Right? But if you never did that to me, oh, sure, I'm open to being friendly. And I don't care what somebody else thinks about that person. I give a shit. You know? I can only speak for myself. And that goes both ways.
I just killed a fucking bug on my monitor, and it left a streak across it. Is it wise to put rubbing alcohol?
No, just use a little warm water. Warm water. Warm water.
Oh, is that an ode to Chad?
Yes. Yes.
No, I'm using rubbing alcohol.
Go cuck a sucked cock.
High pressure.
You know, another thing as far as Pod Trash goes, I enjoyed listening to What Is This on Friday nights. However, I'm sitting here with my $15 headset microphone, piece of shit. And continuous, like, seeing donations pouring in, Pod Trash. And now, Whoosh has $500 personalized Pod Trash wireless Bluetooth headset.
His fucking money, he can do with a
no, I am not saying anything. That he did absolutely nothing wrong. But what I'm saying is...
what you're saying is you're going to quit
this... If you people listen. Like this show...
Yeah.
and if you want it to fucking sound better... if you want it, to continue... I need a fucking microphone, okay? not this fucking $15 piece of shit... That I've been using this entire time.
It was 25, 26.
Yeah, I'm adjusting for inflation.
Yeah, and you're complaining about a free microphone also. But anyway, yes, pay up, suckers. Or we're gone, is what Chuck is trying to say.
No, I'm not. I'm saying I'm getting... I'm growing weary of doing this. Yes, I know I'm drunk. Mm-hmm. But I could be playing a fucking video game. I could be lying in bed watching a fucking movie.
Well, why didn't you just ask me to set up a Patreon then?
Set up a Patreon.
All right, I'll set up a Patreon.
I need a goddamn fucking... I need a microphone because I have a terrible, decaying voice that sometimes just gets, you know, fades into the background, especially with this... fucking piece of shit that I'm dealing with right now. I would like to have a nice, you know, it doesn't have to be great, but just a fucking microphone. That's all.
Well,
I'm not asking for a fucking green screen or anything like that. Just a microphone.
Yeah.
Something that will make the show sound better.
And I say that.
And Booney's using a fucking 20-year-old mixer that we used in Ann's room, and that fucking thing has been had more beer and coke and everything spilled on it. It's a pile of antiquated bullshit.
No, I actually bought like a $50 shit mixer. Actually, no.
Yeah, it sounds like hell.
Well, sorry, I don't have any. you know, I can't really finance this thing. It's a hobby. You know, I do my best. I'd rather carve a wooden bowl than deal with your complaining ass.
I'm not, dude, I'm complaining for the fucking benefit of this program. I can't pay for it. I make dick in fucking wages. I make nothing. You know, if I guess if I had a fucking, you know, a microphone that sounded decent, might encourage me to continue this broadcast. You know, I'm not. Let me make it clear. I'm not saying anything bad about Whoosh. I'm just saying I need some fucking equipment. So.
Okay, so what I got here is a beef chuck steak, and it's a tough piece of meat.
Chuck steak?
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Sandwich steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
All right, Chuck, thank you for your call.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Certifying Angus beef chuck roast right here.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
Boneless chuck steak.
Chuck steak.
No. Chuck steaks, real tender chuck steaks.
Chuck steak, you son of a bitch.
Chuck steak is a chuck steak.
Chuck steak is a cut of beef and is part of the subprimal cut known as the chuck.
Chuck steak dinner.
With a beef chuck top blade steak boneless.